This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News Update at 8. I'm Olive Thomas. The Ministry of Justice has begun the deployment of correctional officers at the United Nations mission in South Sudan, UNMISS. Assistant Justice Minister for the Bureau of Corrections and Rehabilitation, Hilary Siakot-Selif, told UNMIL Radio the five officers, three women and two men, had earlier undergone pre-deployment training in Sweden. He said this 18-month mission came about after negotiations and discussions with the UN mission in Liberia.
Depending on the UNE, as they are heading this program, their time can be extended or they can come back and then they can ask for new officers to go. This is exciting for us. This is a recognition for us that we are doing the right thing. The reform that the president put in place for Liberia, especially in our profession, the correctional profession, we are doing great. And we are being recognized around the world, especially with the United Nations, and that's why they are deploying our men.
The Assistant Justice Minister for the Bureau of Corrections and Rehabilitation, Hilary Siakot-Selif. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf said Liberia remains firm on the One China policy, which has been endorsed and rectified by the national legislature. President Sirleaf expressed her conviction that any successive government will realize that this is a proper international position. She lauded the Chinese government for the strong partnership and inspires that the quality of cooperation that exists between China and Liberia remain. For his part, Chinese Ambassador Zhong Yun said the China-Liberia relation has enjoyed rapid development over the past 14 years since the resumption of diplomatic ties. He noted that the stock of Chinese investments in Liberia has reached US$300 million, making China one of the major investors in Liberia. The Liberia National Action Network says it has participated in an international conference on humanitarian exposure of arms proliferation in Geneva. The coordinator of the group told UNMIL Radio that the focus of the conference was on the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. Michael Yuwa said they are strategizing to fully address the proliferation of small arms. Mr. Yuwa is appealing to all civil society actors to get involved in the eradication of small arms. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The BBC World Service has launched three websites for Ethiopia and neighboring Eritrea as part of its biggest expansion since the 1940s. BBC editors said the sites would be a source of truth in a region with limited independent media. The Amharic, Afwan, Oromo, and Tigria sites launch will be followed in a few months by the launch of radio programs in the three languages. The UK government announced a funding boost for the World Service in 2015. It paved the way for the expansion drive in Africa and Asia. And Maria is expected to become a dangerous major hurricane as it nears the Leeward Islands in the Caribbean. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Category 1 hurricane will rapidly strengthen over the next 48 hours and will hit the islands late on Monday. It is moving roughly along the same path as Irma, the hurricane that devastated the region this month. Hurricane warnings have been issued for Guadeloupe, Dominica, St. Kitts and Nevis, Montserrat and Martinique. A hurricane watch is now in effect for the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, St. Martin, St. Bats, Saba, St. Eustatius, and Angola. That's the UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.umissions.org. facebook.com/UNMIL2003 or twitter/UNMIL News. I'm Olive Thomas. Good morning.